Dvar Halacha and Chayvus Halvoda Sunday night, or Luchav Beis Kislev Tavshinayin Vavod. Okay, we talked about Lachatchilos Zman Hatlaka, and then a question that obviously comes up is the Eved. Till when can you light? So, I think it's safe to say that the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is not like the Rambam, that you can't light after the Zman. After it becomes a Lachatchilo Dikas Zman or preferred Zman. So what happens if you're later than that? You're more than a half hour after Tzeis, we'll say even. So what do? So if you light Bachutz for the outside people, so you're pretty safe lighting and making a bracha. You are safe lighting and making a bracha. Let's call it until 10 o'clock at night. You want to say till 11 o'clock at night? It's hard to say. Maybe it's 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. After that, so in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so clear, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about people that light Bachutz, but he says the Bnei Bayis should be Neorim. So it's not so clear where the Bnei Bayis come into play if you're Madlik Bachutz. So it's not so clear if you're going to light Bachutz after, let's say, 11 o'clock, if you should make a bracha. It's very, or not, it's very schwer. So if you're lighting, so that's a tough call, and I wouldn't recommend making a bracha, even though it's in Shulchan Aruch, it would be mashma, maybe, yeah, but it's hard to say that you would make a bracha, because the Bnei Bayis are up, and they're, but you're lighting for the chutz people, for the people in the chutz, so after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it's shver. You might be better off making a shliach if the circumstance is that you're not going to be home until then. So you might be better off making a shliach to light for you b'zman in your home, in your house, you know, wherever you light. If you light for the outside people, Pesach HaChotzer, whatever, you let someone light for you. If you usually light b'fnim, or what you should, if you always light b'fnim, if you don't have a Pesach Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim, you don't have a Chalon, you're 20 Amos up, over 20 Amos up, then it's more clear that you could make a bracha. It says if you have Bnei Bayis, and you should wake them up if they're sleeping. A person alone, who's alone, and he's lighting me b'fnim, that's already not so clear. Once he's passed the zman that Chazal said, so let's leave it at yesh al mi lismoch to make a bracha, if you're alone. As if you have Bnei Bayis, you're supposed to wake them up. How many people should you wake up? You wake up whoever won't punch you in the nose. That's who you wake up. Offer them some latkes when you wake them up. If it's more than a half hour before chatzot, before alos, so they could eat it. If a person's alone and he lights me b'fnim, and he's not lighting b'zman of the takonos chazal, so certain we'll call it yesh lo'al mi lismoch to make a bracha even up till alos or shachar. Up till maybe a half hour before alos, it should go for a half hour at night. Okay, that's if you have a b'poil shayla, you have to come ask. It's someone showed me tonight a shayla of where to light. He brought pictures to me. I usually don't like working with pictures. I like to go look myself. I make house calls, Sukkot, Hanukkah, and mezuzah. But there was no time now, and the person didn't have a car, so he brought pictures. Actually, they were good pictures. So it was a very difficult call. It's a shailos. You have to ask shailos. Life is complicated. Torah life is complicated. Okay. Chayvus Halvavos. Chayvus Halvavos has a fascinating story of the journey of the neshama in this world in Shaar Avos Hashem, Perek Aleph. It's a fascinating story. He has a story. The story is that the nefesh comes down to this world, and the nefesh is a davar ruchni, and is interested in Ruchnius, and is really drawn to Hashem like a magnet. Wants to be close to Hashem, wants to bond with Hashem, wants to feel Hashem's presence, be close to Hashem, be aware of Hashem. The neshama is a mufshat Ruchni that is naturally drawn to Hashem. But, Chavis Alova says, what happened here? Interesting picture, interesting story. He says, the neshama, slash seichel, is charged with the task of making sure the body doesn't harm itself, because it would overeat, it would do nothing but sleep the whole day, so the neshama is in charge of watching the body, taking care of the body, making sure the body is healthy and strong. So it starts to connect, because of that shlichus, it starts to connect to gashmiyustika things. And then after a while it says, hey, I like this. This is good. This is gishmak. And it starts getting used to gashmi. This is l'chavit alav, it's not me. Maybe I'm I'm not over-dramatizing it. I'm dramatizing it, but this is what he says. So the neshama starts getting used to gashmiyustika things. And it starts being taken away from its natural habitat, which is the Eibishta, Ruchnius, because it's a chelik aloka mimal, and because it's involved with the guf, so it starts to be involved with the guf, and then there's that world, and then it's drawn away from Hashem. Then, as a person matures, this is his picture, as a person matures and gets older, I don't know, maybe he's talking about mitzvah, we would say like at the age of 50 or 60, as a person matures and gets older, the neshama chaps, what's going on here? He says, I'm not at home, I'm in Golus, this is not me, this is a, you know, so the neshama tries to steer back to Hashem, and so he does, v'chim shadover kach, he describes that in the first paragraph in Perek Rishon. Then he goes on, he repeats it, I don't know, he says it on a more Maisa level in the second paragraph, and that's what we're up to. V'chivin shadover kach, v'rei derishos haguf merubos. The guf wants a lot of things. It wants food, it wants drink, it wants comfort, it wants the pleasure. It has a lot of needs. Uzukikuso, and its net need, l'mashi yamalei asrochav t'midiyim. Constantly, the guf has constant demands. Imashos v'itos 24/7. The nefesh can't take off. You know, there's no off. There's no downtime. The nefesh doesn't go on vacation. It always has to take care of the guf, and the guf is relentless. The guf always needs things. Very needy. The guf is very needy. So the nefesh is busy. Is busy with chumrius, with gashmius, the lo ba'ahavoseha hamiyuchados la'atzmusa, and it poshut has no time. It sounds like he's talking about a child that's always constantly demands and needs to be taken care of. So the nefesh doesn't have time for its love, for its natural love, its first love, what it belongs, what it's all about. Hamiyuchados laatzmusa, the hamatimos lab benafshiusa, and what it's really all about. Asher behem osra b'olam ruchasa, and that's what is going to count in olam haba. That's what's going to count in the olam hamanucha. This is temporary stuff. So what's going to the chashe yizrach aleha or haseichel? As it develops seichel, I guess as the person matures, we call it, the gilala, and the person starts waking up about ofan migras, that there's something wrong here, mashinus ora, bahavosa elov, venotza barayona kalapov, that this is not a good thing, this is, we have a problem here, you know, Houston, we have a problem. Im hasalmusa mimashe yeshpo hatzalosa bishnei olamos, and it's not attending the real needs, what would be its hatzalah, both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, because, you know, Ashrecha b'Olam Hazeh v'tov lach l'Olam Haba. Oz tachzor mikach, so it pulls back. I guess this is the overview of a person's life. V'timtzor inyono el habore, that's very interesting. Hamachalkel, he says, you know, I don't have to take such good care of the guf. I could have a little bitachon here too. Hashem also could take care of the guf. I don't have to like be totally always involved in the guf. Let the Eibush to take care of the guf a little. What do you want from me? V'tifne b'machshav v'levakesh derech hamiflot la. So it looks for an escape avenue. Me'otze mashenulka dobo, from what it got trapped into. And then if you think of a child, you know, an infant, and then a child, and then a kid, you know, and then 13 and then a teenager, you know, we know what he's talking about. You know, you're busy with the guf the whole day and all his thoughts are to the guf, and you're looking for that inspiration, he really says, that's going to wake up the neshama. Maybe it'll be a yeshiva ktana. Maybe it'll be a good rebbe. Maybe it'll be a good mentor. Maybe it'll be a good rabbi. It's possible, you know, it's possible. And you get inspired and you say, hey, like a wake-up call, as we call it. And then it wakes up, and then he will describe what the neshama will do when it wakes up that it has a problem.